News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. With the war set off by the Hamas terrorist attack on Israel 2 months ago now raging again after a week's pause for prisoner exchanges, U.S. officials like Defense Secretary Austin are calling on Israel to choose its targets carefully.
I personally pushed Israeli leaders to avoid civilian casualties and to shun irresponsible rhetoric and to prevent violence by settlers in the West Bank, and to dramatically expand access to humanitarian aid.
In Jerusalem, the BBC's Paul Adams has viewed Israel's public target and warning plans for Gaza.
And for the first time, we saw a map with a cluster of those squares being an area where the Israelis said, that is where we're going to conduct military operations. You should leave that area if you want to be safe. In other words, what I think we're seeing now is less of an emphasis on safe areas and more of an emphasis on unsafe areas.
Back here, winter is about to make an early appearance in much of New England. Forecaster Mark Chouinard is at the National Weather Service.
This is not abnormal for northern New England in early December. The bigger cities are going to be too warm, so there'll be rain, but should be a decent accumulating snowfall for northern New England. We do have some winter weather advisories and winter storm watches out. Should have some areas that get up into the 8 to 12 inch totals, especially across northern New Hampshire and then into portions of central and northern Maine.
This is parts of the northwest and southwest deal with the effects of storms and cold snaps. Longer range, Vice President Harris has been speaking out about climate change. At the climate summit in Dubai, CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The vice president outlined the Biden administration's ongoing efforts to combat global warming.
We are building and expanding hundreds of solar panel, wind turbine, electric vehicle, and battery manufacturing plants.
And that's not all.
I am also proud to announce a new $3 billion pledge to the Green Climate Fund, which helps developing countries invest in resilience, clean energy, and nature-based solutions.
Some 150 world leaders are attending the conference. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
Police in Los Angeles say a suspect already in custody in another case is responsible for the fatal shooting of three homeless people, LAPD Chief Michael Moore.
Tragically, that same individual is also believed responsible for the murder that occurred during a follow-home robbery in San Dimas, making this suspect responsible, we believe, based on our investigation, for the murder of four individuals over the course of 4 days.
And in Las Vegas, police are still searching for a suspect after five homeless people were shot there, one fatally. SEC championship game number 8, Alabama beat top-ranked two-time defending national champ Georgia 27-24. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
If you have unfiled,
I was proud
it makes
be a
me
soldier.
Smile and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Sync Radio, Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Live in the Lair. It's on Max Inc. Radio. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Connecting with them right now at movetomadison.com. That's movetomadison.com.
Jimmy, our next guest is Corey Matthew Hart. He's an award-winning singer-songwriter from Wisconsin. And Corey started singing at a young age, and his amazing voice has taken him on a musical journey, including winning the Overture Rising Stars competition.
Nice.
Some of our listeners may have seen him play with bands like Mascot Theory and Lost Lakes, but we have him tonight. Live in the Lair, presented by Aaron Weber Group. Corey, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Now, Corey, you just actually attended Christmas Carol across the street at the Overture Center tonight?
I was at the Canopy Dance performance, Winter Fantasia.
Canopy Dance. Yeah. How did that go?
It was wonderful.
Now, Corey, you are a native of Whitefish Bay and started in music very young. Tell us about starting in music at a young age. Your parents must have played a role. And how did you get to this moment?
this very moment? That's a loaded question.
That's the second time someone said that tonight.
I mean, I have a few, kind of a few like keystone musical memories growing up. And the first one was as a listener. So when I was very young, I grew up in a house with my mom and my grandparents. And I don't know, somewhere 4, 5, 6 in that age range, I had the brown and tan Fisher-Price record player. Mm. And my grandparents still had some of their 78s. So I remember listening to Elvis Presley's 78s at a young age, watching the record turn around and really digging that.
Dude, you just took me back to when I was 7 again.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Me too.
I can see it in your eyes too, KJ.
Yeah. And the fact that you admitted that you watched the record go around, because I would do the same thing. It was like, I can't believe all this wonderful sound is coming out of this spinning disc in front of me.
It's magical.
It is.
And vinyl is back in a big way.
Uh-huh.
So a couple of the bands you were listening to, the first one, you said Elvis, right?
Elvis was the only one I remember from those records. And then, you know, music around the house was... Paul Simon was a big one. Yeah. That was the first concert I went to. I was pretty young, and it was the Rhythm of the Saints tour. So getting to see the line of Senegalese drummers on the front of the stage, that was pretty amazing. Simon and Garfunkel, greatest hits, and like James Taylor, greatest hits were CDs that were played around the house. So I was always attracted to music in that way and listening, just listening and enjoying it. And my aunt had a boyfriend in college that came home to visit with her, and he played guitar, and he played, I remember him playing Cecilia, Simon Garfunkel. Mm. And now I think that was the first time, at least that's my first memory of, kind of seeing being that close to somebody playing an instrument and recognizing the song that was being played, and kind of like that light bulb clicked, like, oh yeah, that's what I want to do. And so when I was 8, I remember my mom taking me to somebody's house. They must have been giving lessons out of their home. It was probably like a flyer up at the grocery store or something. Or she got the number, she called it, and we went over to somebody's house. At least this is my vague recollection. I could be like conflating several memories and dreams, he told me that I was too young to play, my hands were too small or whatever at 8. So I went through, I did a year of violin at school, I did a year of saxophone, and then summer before I started middle school, I started taking guitar lessons.
I didn't know they had those charts. Before you get on a roller coaster, you have to be this tall.
Yeah,
I didn't know they had that for guitars.
Yeah, it's it's a tricky one. I mean, I as a guitar instructor, I kind of understand sometimes where he's coming from with a younger student. But
yeah, that could have killed your spirit, though.
But there are smaller instruments, and they're slow and steady approach to learning music. But
now you're performing in front of people at a young age. How did you get into singing in audiences? What was that? What did you sing with? What kind of groups?
So in middle school, I was playing guitar, right? And then I joined choir. And that was a big part of my musical upbringing was choir in middle school and high school. And I had a lot of great choir directors that were really supportive. It gave me a chance to get in front of an auditorium of people and sing, not only in a group, but, taking some solos, kind of working through the nerves of that and the excitement of just performing in front of an audience. Those were great experiences.
Well, those choir directors certainly did their job. The Isthmus said that you are one of Midwest's most gifted songwriters.
Thank you, Andy Moore. At the
and so obviously the sort of the melange of things that happened to you in your youth have turned you into what you are right now. And I'm very excited to hear what you're gonna sing for us tonight.
Well, and you ended up at the UWM. Did you study music there, or did you get a degree in something else to fall back on? tell us about your college experience.
How long do you have, Rocker?
Well, we got 1 hour.
We got an hour. Okay. So after I graduated high school, I came to Madison to college, UW-Madison.
What year did you come to Madison for
school? That would have been 99.
Okay.
And
it was a good year in Madison.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I probably missed most of it. I was in the dorms, but I was having a good time. I thought I was going to be a math major coming into college, and that didn't pan out, and was kind of lost after the first year and moved back to Milwaukee, and kind of had a meandering path. Did end up taking some classes at UW-Milwaukee. Did a luthier program in Red Wing, Minnesota, and we'll probably get to that. More guitar-related things later. But ultimately transferred back from UW-Milwaukee to Madison to finish up, and have been here ever since.
Just curious, when you got to Madison back in 99, you're in school, you're kind of wide-eyed because you're in school, Big Ten school, of course. What was one thing about Madison that caught your eye, that you liked about it? Do you remember that?
I knew of Madison. I had been to Madison before growing up in the Milwaukee area.
But, you know, it's a little bit different when you're living in a place after a while or something like that. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it being pretty much restricted to walking and bicycling, Madison was still a pretty, like, small place.
Your world
My world was
campus.
You know, where you could walk in an hour. You know, occasionally you'd hop on the bus and go to the far east side to go to a house party that maybe somebody was playing music at.
That was on the SMS right there.
Yeah.
$2 sold cup. Let's go.
All right, well, let's get to some live music here in the Lair with Corey Matthew Hart, presented by Aaron Weber Group. The first song you've got for us tonight is called Heaven Help Me. Can you tell us a little bit about that song before you get into it?
Sure. I'll do my best. So this was written during the pandemic with my friend Anna Lauby, who was living in Lisbon, Portugal at the time. And there was a nice window of time where we would both be awake, you know, kind of daytime-ish hours for both of us. And I had it's something I wrote at the piano. And kind of came up with chords and melody and most of the words for a chorus in one night. And it just kind of captured the feeling of the moment and wanted to stick with that. And I tend to kind of sit on songs for a really long time. And Anna and I had been kind of texting song ideas back and forth during the pandemic, and had written a song that's going to be on the next Lost Lakes record together just prior to the pandemic. So she's a good head to kind of bounce ideas back and forth with. And I figured, you know, if I can't finish it, at least like maybe she'll have some ideas or something. So kind of nurtured this one along. And it's kind of funny, the voice memos from that night and that week's kind of like, there's an idea. And then like 10 minutes later, there'll be another voice memo of like, oh, the idea is further developed. And like, a week later, I'm like playing through the song. And then it took a long time to record at home, just trying to get the right vibe. And I had some friends help out. Kevin Rao played bass of the Buffalo Gospel. And Al Falacci, great sax player.
Oh yeah.
Did these cool like sax pads in the background. My friend Clifton Nesseth, he used to play upright bass with me. He's up in Duluth now, but he did some string parts for it. And I'm sure I'm forgetting some other folks on there right now. A lot of people contributed, and they're all wonderful.
Let's check it out right now. Corey Matthew Hart is live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Heaven help me.
gone crazy. I don't see another way out. There's no escaping. Heaven, help me. Everything is hazy. Bring me back to beautiful and black. Give me and save me. I need your love. I need your love. When they bought and sold me, I wanted you to hold me up. Heaven help me, I've been sinking faster than an anchor overboard. I can't stop thinking. Heaven help me, I'm forsaken. Come to me and comfort me, my confidence is shaking. I need your love. I need your love. Trying to break me, I wanted you to wake me up. Maybe quite unsound, or can you save me? Yeah, and forever down the lonely light, don't shine around here. I need your love. You drove the darkness out of night. You put me back and you held me tight. Baby, quiet.
Matthew Hart live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY, or call or text us in the Civic Media app. I'm sure Corey would love to answer questions and hear your rave reviews live on the radio.
Corey, you were recognized as Male Vocalist of the Year by Madison Area Music Association in 2011, and the same year won Best Folk Americana Album. Tell us about winning those awards and what they meant to you and what it took to win them.
That's a long time ago. I don't know what it takes to win them. There's like voting and stuff.
Do you promote it? Do you get on the line and say, hey, my song is up for an award, or I'm up for an award?
You know, I think back then I really did. I had this 2011, that must have been Winter Bones. I had this Winter Bones EP. And sorry, I'm trying to tune here before we get to the next number. Tuning and talking, not my forte.
Want to stick a gum, bro?
Yeah, so that would have been for that album, which Clifton Nesseth played upright bass on. That was great. That was recorded at Smart Studios. It was one of the last things recorded there.
Wow. I just noticed today the Winter Bones, when I was looking you up. I absolutely love that album artwork where the limbs of the trees form a human face.
Yeah, Wes Jones. Shout out to Wes Jones.
Fantastic stuff.
You were on the Jimmy K show with me and Edub back at the Frequency, I remember. You did an interview with us there.
Wow. I don't remember that at all. I remember the Frequency.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it happened, man. I would have to go back in the archives, which are, of course, lost or whatever.
Lost? You lost the archives?
Oh, yeah. They're long gone.
What's the meaning of the word archive?
Yeah, right?
Archive is something to lose.
All right, so I'm going to let Corey here finish tuning the guitar. So I'm going to read some words of yours, Corey, that I found on your website today that I just think you are so beautifully spoken. The human voice is such a wonderfully complex instrument. So often, words can fail to portray the whole meaning or idea you're trying to get across. But in song, you can convey more emotion and add more depth and dimension to the written word. I think that's just such a beautiful way to describe what a singer does, is they just take regular words out of the dictionary and they turn them into magic.
I couldn't agree more. that sounds so astute.
Right? Such a well-spoken gentleman, and he's right here with us.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've been in a couple songwriter groups this year, and I guess we'll head down that road. I think I need a new battery in the tuner. For me, the lyrics are like, you know, there's a lot of aspects of a song. Lyrics, one thing, sort of melody, rhythms, kind of harmony. And the words themselves, like lyrics are like, tend to be lower on the bottom of a list than most songwriters I've met. But vowel sounds, you know, how a word sounds when it's sung is something that's like very important to me. I'm very like drawn to the sound of things and how that can make, you know, impact you emotionally and make you feel something. And it's really great when, you know, when things kind of bang on all fronts and the words have the meaning that convey the emotion that the vocal is portraying and it fits with the chords and the music. And I think we're all striving to be better at making all those things light up at the same time.
Good way to put that.
Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Corey Matthew Hart, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called When Everyone I've Ever Known Is Gone. Is this a post-apocalyptic folk ballad?
It certainly is.
You yes, nailed it.
I got one right.
How did you know, rocker?
I'm prescient on those type of issues. Yeah. Jimmy.
He boons light as a stalker sometimes.
That's cool. Yeah.
StalkersRUs.com. And it's, yeah, okay.
Yeah, maybe a budding genre. I think, you know, the murder ballad thing is kind of on the downhill, so I'm going for the post-apocalyptic folk ballad.
Zombies.
All right, it's Corey Matthew Hart live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio.
Ashes, dust, and bone. When everyone I've ever known is gone. Tripping down the cobblestone, and everyone I've ever known is gone. No king forever on a throne, no one to author wordless poems that rain when whistle in the old refrain, when everyone I've ever known.
Awesome. Corey, yeah. Matthew Hart live in the lair. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY.
That was fantastic, Corey. Thank you for that. So from what I understand, that song and actually the next one you're going to do for us are part of a goal that you've got of writing one song per week throughout the year. Is that true?
That's true. It was a great goal and I made a good run of it. I think I kind of fell off the wagon as summer spilled over into fall, but I'm kind of juggling a few new ones still, and I think kind of shooting for now like quality over quantity, but there's probably like 35 new songs to kind of sift through and see which ones are good. I've been playing 5 to 10 of them kind of out at shows and seeing what works, you know.
Okay.
For other people and for myself, you know, it's kind of what feels good.
If you do that throughout the year, I guess FOM, February album or February songwriting month, that's probably a breeze for you, right?
No, that sounds terrifying. writing an album a month, and I know that's come up in the songwriter groups. That seems like, I mean, I guess, you know, a lot of folks don't have stuff going on in February. I mean, I don't think February around here is pretty rough. I don't know that, you know, that I'm like, I kind of just want to like curl up on the couch with a book. I know some people like this guy, Matt, the electrician, singer-songwriter down in Austin. He'll take, I'm pretty sure it's that February thing, but he'll do a song a day. And that's just...
That's a lot of songs.
More power to him.
Yeah.
Tim Butsexy of Government Zero, he does FOM, and he does quite a few songs. Joe Marston, also Marston.
Very popular here.
Yeah, very popular.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Corey Matthew Hart, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Some of That Sunshine, and it seems to be a really positive message. Do you think you could ever convince the People Brothers Band to perform this song live?
I love your leading questions, Rocker.
Thank you.
Very pro. I sent this one to Teresa of the People Brothers Band and was like, I think this would be good for you guys. And I think it'd actually be really good for Bobby to sing. And so she sent it around to the fellas in the band. And they immediately latched onto it, and I guess they'll be performing it soon. I'm excited to see it because they're a killer band.
Oh man, that'd be amazing.
Their new album, Sisters and Brothers, is amazing as well. All right, Corey, Matthew Hart, he's live in the lair right now on Max Inc. Radio.
Shout out to Bobby G. We just did and Teresa and we're back. I'm confusing everybody with what. What mic? I'm getting my intro and my performance mic confused. But we just did the last Waltz show last weekend at the High Noon. So Greg and Bobby and Teresa from People Brothers were there. It was a lot of fun. And I'll switch over to the correct mic now.
All right. Corey Matthew Hart, live in the lair.
Give me some of that sunshine. How can something feel so fine? Give me something that shines bright. I wanna be bathed in the light. Say goodbye to those dark nights. And give me some of that sunshine. Alright. Clouds come around, rain starts coming down, heavy from the sky. And when the times get hard, you know it's hard to see the light. And when my mind is racing and I can't stop pacing in the middle of the night, I feel like giving up, said enough's enough this time. Give me some of that sunshine. How could something feel so fine? Give me something that shines bright. I wanna be bathed in the light. Say goodbye to those dark nights. Give me some of that sunshine. Alright. Time's getting old, I'm getting tired of the cold, tired of being blinded by the snow. The more I seek, the less it seems I know. Everything's a season, though it cycles through the ebbs and flows, ups and downs, yeses and the noes. When I get to feeling low, I know it's time to go. Give me some of that sunshine. How could something feel so fine? Give me something that shines bright. I wanna be bathed in the light. Say goodbye to those dark nights. Give me some of that sunshine. Alright. Some of that sunshine. How can something feel so fine? Give me something that shines bright. I wanna be bathed in the light. Give me some of that sunshine. How can something feel so fine? Give me something that shines bright. I wanna be there.
Beautiful. Fantastic. Corey, Matthew Hart, live in the Larry. That was my favorite song so far tonight.
So far.
That was awesome, very much. Corey, let's take a break here real quick. We'll be right back. It's Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group on Max Inc. Radio.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Today's random thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. You ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all first Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Jimmy K here for thespaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with thespaceship.tv. Thespaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at thespaceship.tv today. Thespaceship.tv.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Let's meet at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, handcrafted in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio with live music and good times. The Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, 132 Market Street, and online at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media, live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. MoveToMadison.com.
Jimmy, let's get right back into live music in the Lair with Corey Matthew Hart, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is Whiskey River. It's on the original Lost Lakes record and written with the help of Paul Mitch. Tell us a little bit of about Paul Mitch, and let's get right into this song.
Cool. Paul Mitch is my guy. He's my fellow Lost Laker, and he was actually his daughter was dancing at the Canopy Dance Show tonight.
Oh, so
I ran into him before the show.
How cool!
Rather serendipitous. Best bud. Great musician. Great hang. Great wonderful person. He's having those unfinished songs. He was a great asset around this time. Like, you know, we could write a song together from scratch, but I could bring him an unfinished tune and we could just kind of hammer it out in a half hour, an hour, and feel really great about it.
So he's a closer.
He's a closer.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, he's also just a great singer songwriter in his own right, which I think is partly what makes him a great closer.
A great closer, right.
That's great. Whiskey River, it's Corey Matthew Hart live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Carrie, you're the one for me. You set my soul on fire.
Start that one.
Carrie, you're the one for me. You set my soul on fire. But I've been fooling around with your whiskey ever since I tried her. The whiskey river gonna swallow me. so I can't see you tonight. The Whiskey River flows wide and free, and I can't seem to deny it. Carrie Ann, don't you cry for me, don't set yourself on fire. Carrie Ann, come and carry me, lend your voice to the choir. The Whiskey River gonna swallow me, so I can't see you tonight. The Whiskey River flows slow and easy, but I can't seem to defy it. Whiskey River, don't you ever run dry on me, easy. I know you are no liar. You hold on to the truth so tight. Just hold me a little bit tighter. The Whiskey River gonna swallow me, and I won't see you tonight. The Whiskey River gotta hold on me and won't let go till I die. Whiskey River gonna swallow me, so I can't see you tonight. Oh, and the Whiskey River gotta hold on me and won't let go till I die. It won't let go till I die.
Nice. Corey Matthew Hart live in the lair. You still got time, give us a call right now. 844-967-2789.
Okay, I'm going to take a big breath here, Corey, before I list off all of the places that people can see you coming up here in the near future. We've got December and January. Let's see, December 9th and 16th. You're at Buck and Honey's in Sun Prairie. Yes?
Yeah.
The 16th is your birthday show?
It's going to be my birthday show. My birthday show is December 18th.
Yes.
So if you want to come celebrate with me.
Dude, we're
Buck and
Honey's
in Sun. Really?
December 18th.
For real?
Yeah, for real.
Wait, so you're both the 18th?
Yeah. Wow.
And
wow.
I'm the 20th.
I'm speechless.
I am too.
Right, rock on Sagittarius. Okay, well, this is just getting better. Okay, so then we get into January. We've got you at the Grumpy Troll in Mount Horeb on the 13th.
Yeah.
We've got Hop House in Verona on the 19th.
Yes.
And then, am I reading this right? The Bullquarium?
Bullquarium. And that show... is canceled on January 20th.
Oh. So that's too bad.
It's been removed
Monroe.
From the calendar, erased from history. But I'll be back there in February. It's a great little spot. Kind of a nano brewery. Is that what you call those things?
Micro.
Kind of like a one barrel style brewery situated down in Monroe.
But that birthday show is the 16th at Buck and Honey's, right?
Uh huh.
Mm. All right. Mm. And then on top of all that, you also own your own guitar shop, Heart House Guitars.
Heart House Guitars.
All right, tell us a little bit about that, please.
Yeah, that was a COVID pivot of of sorts, right? Going back to the lengthy the meandering path of my college career, taking a year to study guitar building and repair up in Red Wing, Minnesota. So I've been doing that for my instruments and friends' instruments for a long time, teaching guitar on and off for a very long time, and I've always had this thought of opening a guitar shop. I mean, as a guitarist and a musician, I love hanging out at guitar shops, Wade's Guitar Shop in Milwaukee is what, you know, one of my favorite favorite places on earth. You know, I always thought it'd be a cool idea to do that. And so when the opportunity kind of presented itself, made the leap, had a lot of support from my wife and family and friends in getting that open. And we've been open over 2 years now and do the sales of new and used instruments, got all the accessories, offering lessons out of the shop, have myself and two other instructors. And doing repairs out of the shop, too. So, yeah, it's great.
Nice. That is awesome. Let's get back to live music in the lair with Corey Matthew Hart, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Amarillo, and it's written for your friend Pat Ferguson, who we had on the cover of Maximum Inc. one day, and he's from the Smokin' Bandits, and it will also appear on the next Lost Lake album. Tell us about Amarillo before you play.
Yeah, I just had was kind of fooling around with this riff and this chorus idea in the lyric, and I knew it would be a song that Pat would like, so I kind of tried and finish it in that vein. And he actually made a recording of it too, so it's going to be on his next record as well. So we're you know, we're we're both like taking a very long time to finish these.
You're a songwriter for other musicians. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into it. It's Corey Matthew Hart live in the lair.
From a song till I came by and took her for a ride. And it wasn't for long, she started singing along, and I made her my blushing pride. She was so young and true. What was I to do? She told me the name was Sunshine. She never drank a drop, and now she just can't stop. And though she loves getting high, yeah, I wanna go where the wind don't blow her name through the willows. I'm gonna escape a ghost and the shape of a head on the pillow I left behind, my cold sunshine in Amarillo. Then we hit the road in a traveling show, singing for the drunks and the passersby. And in the middle of the night, on a desert route, she's passed out, passing to side. I wanna go where the wind don't blow a name through the willows. I'm gonna escape a ghost and the shape of a head on the pillow I left behind, my cold sunshine in Amarillo. Finally made the scene, that's when things got mean. My Lone Star dream was my demise. With every guy in town, she started fooling around, and it kind of took me by surprise. Now I wanna go where the wind don't blow a name. Gonna escape a ghost and the shape of a head on the pillow I left behind, my cold sunshine in Amarillo.
Matthew Hart live in there.
And now I have a favorite
that
song.
I was going to say, now I'm conflicted. I don't know what to say here, you know? Hey, real quick, Max and Heavy is coming up at 10 o'clock tonight. We're going to kick it off. There's a lot of new music in Heavy tonight, Rocker, including a double dip of the Known Unknowns.
Wow.
That's Darwin's new band, by the way.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Maxine Kevy tonight at 10 o'clock.
Hey, Corey, where can we follow Corey Matthew Hart online?
CoreyMatthewHart.com. Wrong mic again. CoreyMatthewHart.com. CoreyMatthewHart. That's just one T. CoreyMatthew. Did I get HART.com? Wow, yeah. I'm gonna find another simpler website that'll also link to that too. I think after that debacle there.
And once again, the birthday show is at Buck and Honey's in Sun Prairie. I'm gonna try to make it out. That's a Saturday night. I'm off of radio that night.
Wow. Yeah, that's
lost right. For Madison, but a gain for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Indeed.
That'll be fun. And Buck and Honey's great food there.
Indeed.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, great place to eat. Right.
Street tacos.
Yeah, tacos all the way. So we got about 6 minutes here.
All right.
Before the hard break.
Corey, you have one more song for us tonight in the lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group. It's called Christmas on the Isthmus. Does this Madison Christmas classic have any soul?
It's got tons of soul, Rocker.
Oh,
tons
right.
Tons of soul. You know it. Yes. Mm-hmm.
I kiss my baby on Christmas underneath the mistletoe. Took a stroll on Lake Monona. Stars above and the ice below. It's Christmas on the Isthmus, baby. Willie Street covered in snow. It's Christmas on the Isthmus, baby. Got a winter song in my soul. Lights are strung up around the lamppost. A silent night around the square. Milk and cookies on the table. All the stockings hung with care. It's Christmas on the Isthmus, baby. Willie Street covered in snow. It's Christmas on the Isthmus, baby. I got a winter song in my soul. What did you wish for Christmas this year? Wish for love, peace, and harmony. It's Christmas on the Isthmus, baby. And in case you didn't know, it's Christmas on the Isthmus, baby. I got a winter song. Willie Street covered in snow. It's Christmas on the Isthmus, baby. I got a winter song in my soul. Got a winter song in my soul.
Yeah. You know what? I love songs about the hometown.
Oh,
yes. I mean, yes. It just is an instant hit in my head. I love it. The snow on Willie Street. Mm-hmm. I love it. Corey Matthew Hart, thank you so much for coming into the Lair tonight. Really, really appreciate it. Love your music, man.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Real quick, tell me once again about the Lost Lakes. When is that album due to drop? What are you guys thinking about?
Ooh, it's getting, it's got to be 2024. If it's not if it's not 2024, then probably never. So,
oh my.
Look forward in the next year. And then, you know, until then, we still got the first record to tide you over.
Will you do me a favor? Do us a favor, please. Will you come back when the Lost Lakes is released and hang out with us? We'll play track through the album or something like that. Play couple songs.
Yeah, we can get the fellas to come on down.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Rocker, do you got anything to say?
Well, I would just like to reiterate that Corey is playing at Buck and Honey's coming up in Sun Prairie on December 9th and December 16th, his birthday show. And in January, the Grumpy Troll in Mount Horeb on the 13th, Hop House in Verona on January 19th. And well, the other show got canceled, so we'll wait till that's rescheduled. Good stuff to see Corey Matthew Hart around the area.
And don't forget, Elizabeth Mary is live in the Lair next week. Can't wait for that. It's going to be great. KJ, is wonderful to do radio with you once again.
Well, thank you so much. I had a great time. Corey, it was great to meet you. Thanks for all that fun stuff. And Jimmy, hey, Rocker, just always a pleasure.
Hope to see you again.
Good to see you again. Thanks for coming down.
Thanks for coming down. All right, stick around. Max Inc. Jeff Clark helping us out with sound. Green Delivery Service. Get your buds right now. I need a refresh, actually. Get on that line right now. I have some buds delivered to my house. It's Max Inc. Radio on a Saturday night. We are local music.
Brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. As the newly renewed Mideast war nears,